a lot of folks will be coming into the city to see the Nutcracker, and I understand that is also part of your tradition.
Oh, yes. The ballet has always been a huge part of my family.
Do you remember the first time you saw the Nutcracker?
Oh, I sure do. I was so plumb excited. I rushed straight home and made myself a tutu out of chicken wire and commenced dancing around the yard like old Rudy Nureyev himself. Till my daddy come out and he said, "Boy, what you think you're doing?" I said, "Daddy, I'm a sugar plum fairy." He said, "You're sugar plum out your mind. You call that a plie? You got to lengthen up through the spine, son." And I could see right then and there that the good Lord had not blessed me with the gift of terpsichore. It all takes place at a big Christmas party in picturesque Bavaria, the land of cuckoo clocks and lederhosen. There's a big tree and pretty decorations everywhere, and in run the youngins, little Clara and little Fritz, and everybody's a-happy and a-marching around. And in walks this old feller named Drosselmeyer. Now, Drosselmeyer ain't actually played by an old man. He's usually played by a young feller in tights, because this here's a ballet, and you got to suspend your disbelief. But old Drosselmeyer, he's a magician and a toy maker, and he's also little Clara's goddaddy. He has made for her the finest nutcracker you have ever laid eyes on. And boy, let me tell you, you have never seen a little girl happier over a Christmas present than Clara is over this nutcracker. She's a-hugging on it and a-squeezing it and a-twirling it around and a-dancing with it. Clara is too darn excited to sleep, so she sneaks down that night to check on her brand new nutcracker. Clock strikes midnight, and I'll be dagnab if that old thing don't come to life. It's true, it grows and she shrinks, and things get crazier than a cross-eyed chicken trying to dance with a sheep on Sunday in the rain. Pretty soon, a whole mess of mice show up, and one of them is a mouse king, and they commence to fighting with the Nutcracker, who now commands his own army, toy soldiers. There's been a draft that we didn't see. A terrible battle rages on. Ballet style, of course, you know, lots of grand jetés and warlock arabesques and whatnot. So just when it looks like that old mouse king gonna win the day, Clara up and whips off her slipper and chucks it at him, kills him dead.
With a slipper.
A slipper, what a gal, huh? As soon as that mouse king's dead, the Nutcracker turns into a handsome prince. And he and Clara dance with some snowflakes. Bet you didn't see that coming.
No, I did.
Yeah, you never do. I've seen it about 30 times, and it still surprises the heck out of me. So after the dance with the snowflakes, he whisks her off to the land of candy, where they meet the Sugar Plum Fairy. Now, she's my favorite.
Yeah, you're particularly fond of her.
Oh, absolutely. Well, nobody can be on point like the Sugar Plum Fairy. The Sugar Plum Fairy has been holding down the fort in Candyland since the prince has left, and boy, is she happy to see him. And she puts on a big show. There's a Russian dance, and a Chinese dance, and an Arabian dance, and a Spanish dance, and, well, it's like the Olympics. The Sugar Plum Fairy dances a pas-de-deux with this here cavalier, and there's a grand waltz, and at the end of it all, Clara and the prince are crowned king and queen of Candyland. Oh, it's as pretty as can be, and no holiday would be complete without it.
We're talking with the Hillbilly Legend, as played by Scott Greer. It's part of The Big Time, a vaudeville show produced by 1812 Productions at Plays and Players Theater in Center City. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.